This is your Concordia, Nebraska All Sports Leader, Koopsky, brought to you by The Sower. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Wyatt Kuby. Alongside my partner is Eric Cumley. And we got a great show for you today, a weekend full of highs and one disappointing situation that we're going to talk about in a little bit. First, we're going to start with a little football update. I know football had a bye week, but some playoff chances came about when Dort lost to Northwestern last week in a blowout loss. Northwestern defeated Dort 63-28. So what that means for the Bulldogs is we need to win out, which means beat Doan and Hastings. And we need Dort to lose one more game, either to Briarcliff or Jamestown. And then we have a shot. So playoff hopes are still alive.
Playoff hopes are very alive. We do have a shot. We should definitely win these two games. We should finish 7-3. Right now, it's just scary hoping on Jamestown and Briarcliff. They are not the greatest teams, but you know what? Let's see if they can help us out.
Yeah, Briarcliff is 3-5 after defeating Dakota Wesleyan 20-14 last week. And Jamestown is 2-6 in GPAC, 2-7 overall, after they got destroyed by Morningside last week, 70-7. One of those two teams has to put up a fight and pull out a win in order for us to do it. So we are Charger fans and Jimmy fans for the next 2 weeks.
Football's next game will be against Doan on November 6th at 1 p.m. That's a home game.
Senior night.
Senior night, our last home game. So go show up and show out for our seniors and our last home game and against our rivals.
Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup. That itch of rivalry is in the air. That's it for football, so we're going to move on over to soccer. Women's soccer played Doan last week, and they won that game 1-0 with an early goal in the 43rd minute by Michaela Twitto, assisted by Madeline Hugan. We just controlled after that.
Yeah, we did. It was a great way to end the season. The Bulldogs had 12 shots, 6 of them were on goal, compared to Doan's 7 shots, 3 of them on goal. That always helps when you outshoot the opponent, and especially when only 3 of them are on goal.
Exactly, and especially when you're creating more chances for your team to succeed. As when we interviewed Coach Whitus, the men's soccer coach, he explained to us that creating chances, you get closer to a victory. So the more chances you create, the better the chance you're going to win.
Yep, Kaylee Ward was in goal. She had 3 saves. She did very outstanding there. And as I mentioned earlier, this was the last regular season game. Their next game is the GPAC quarterfinals against Hastings College on November 4th at 7 p.m. That's in Hastings, Nebraska.
Yeah, so that's going to be a tough one. That's another rivalry game. In the playoffs, so in GPAC playoffs, so that's going to be full of intense play and a great atmosphere to play in. Moving on to the men's side, they also played Doan at Doan. It was an unfortunate 1-1 tie. Both goals came in the first period with a very early goal from the Bulldogs in the 27th minute by Renzo Bozo, assisted by Martin Herrera. And then in the 38th minute, Doan had their goal, which was unassisted and very unfortunate. This is your typical rivalry game. We had a ton of yellow cards and one red card. Jared Henson had a yellow card in the 38th minute, and then he had his red card thrown in the 57th minute, so he was ejected from the game. And then it looks like the team of Concordia had a yellow card. I guess it was a sideline warning or something?
Yeah, it looks like it. That was an overtime, too, so that's when tempers were getting even hotter. It was a very physical game. Concordia had 20 total shots, 7 of them on goal, compared to Doan's 24 shots, 9 of them were on goal. Very offensive attacking game.
It really was. Each team was trying to create as many chances as they could. Going back to the ejections, Doan had 5 yellow cards. So it wasn't just all Concordia-sided. It was both teams fighting.
Yeah, it was. And in goal for Concordia was Gabriel Mendoza. He had 8 saves on the night. He had a great night. He did allow one goal, but, you know, 8 saves is still very well, especially through double overtime when you're getting tired there.
Right. I mean, that goal came, as we mentioned, came in the early stages of the first period. So to be able to bounce back and not give up a single goal after that, he basically created a shutout from that point on, which is impressive. Especially, as you mentioned, in double overtime, you are extremely tired. To be able to still make some saves, that is huge.
This was also their last game of the regular season. They will go on to play Morningside College on November 3rd at 7 p.m. in Sioux City, Iowa. That's the GPAC quarterfinals for them as well. Good luck to them. This will be a tough one.
It really will be. And sliding our way over to indoor sports, we're going to go to volleyball. Concordia beat Northwestern in five sets. They beat them 3-2. They lost the first set 25-19. Bounced back and made it a very good set in set two, winning that 26-24. Lost set three 25-17. And then won set four 25-19. And then finally finished it off with a 15-8 set five win. Talk about back and forth.
This was very back and forth. And you know what? We finally got our fifth set win. You know, we've had many of these chances, Midland and Dakota Westland.
St. Mary.
We've gone to the fifth set and we just couldn't finish it out. It feels great to finally be able to finish one out. And Cameron Oppner and Gabby Nordegger had a game.
They did
amazing on the attacking side. Cameron Oppner had 21 kills and Gabby Nordegger had 19 kills.
Literally, they were carrying the team. No other player had double digits besides those two, which is very good on your offensive side.
Yeah, it really is. They did amazing.
Once again, we're going to talk about Tyra Cullahan because she had 37 assists and a surprising performance from Bree Birtwistle. She had 13 assists to help out the Bulldogs. So also creating offense on that side. And on the defensive side, Tyra Cullahan had 13 digs and 2 block assists. Cameron Opfer had 11 digs of her own to go with a great day, not just offensively, but defensively, hitting double digits in both categories. As well as Bree Birtwistle had 18 digs to help out the Bulldogs defense. So those three Bulldogs really came in big time when it comes to this close of a game.
Yeah, all around it was a great hard-fought game. They will need another hard-fought game as they host Hastings College on November 2nd at 7:30 p.m. inside Friedrich Arena. That's their last home game before the GPAC quarterfinals.
Yep, and hopefully we can get it done right now. Hastings is 5-10 in GPAC, 14-13 overall. They are out of receiving votes. So they've kind of dropped the last couple games. Hopefully we can get a deciding win and boost our ranks up in the top 25.
Just a quick update for our last fall sport. Cross country will run on November 6th at 10:45 a.m. in Orange City, Iowa at Northwestern College. This is their GPAC Cross Country Championship.
Ooh, this is a big one. Hopefully they can do well, especially the women's side. They are riding high in the later stages of the year. Unfortunately, they dropped all the way down to the women's, dropped all the way down to 21 after being ranked 15th.
That's interesting. They placed second at their last meet.
Right, which is very unusual. That's and unfortunate.
Odd.
But yeah. Still top 25, and hopefully they can continue to ride that wave through the GPAC chip. Men's side are still unranked, but hopefully they can do very well in this GPAC championship and hopefully get a higher seed in the Nationals. Winter sports are coming up, so we are going to talk about them. We're going to start off with women's basketball as they are ready to compete for this season after falling short in the quarterfinals of the national playoffs. They hope to bounce back this season. Their first games are going to be November 1st against Bellevue University. That game will start at 7 p.m. They'll continue on to the Cattle Classic, which will be November 5th and 6th inside Friedrich Arena. November 5th, they will play Sterling College. That game will start at 6 p.m. And on November 6th, They will play Dakota State University. That game will start at 2 p.m. So go out and support your Bulldogs as their season's about to kick off. And we have high hopes for both programs. I mean, the women are coming off of a, you know, sort of disappointing season, but are looking to bounce back. They had a lot of young talent last year.
They really did. And this season they opened up the rankings at number 9. So that's not too bad. You're still inside the top 10, but I think we have something to prove this year, saying we are not that low.
We should be higher, and this should be a great win for us in the early stages of the year. As we mentioned before, a lot of young talent that we had last year. Last year we had Bailey Conrad, who played a significant amount of minutes last year. Taylor Farrell also played a significant amount and really helped us all. And then the outstanding freshman from last year, who is still a freshman this year due to the COVID protocol, Tayshia Rushton, is back for us, which will help us in the long run. Just some of those names that are back.
Some of the names to watch for this year, especially to have a great season. You know, last year we kind of had Taylor Cockrell still, so we had some upperclassmen leadership. But this year it's going to be a lot on them. We're going to see how they do and how they respond to basically being the leaders of the team.
Right. I mean, you're talking about, we got Mackenzie Koepke, a junior, coming back, and Riley Pauly also coming back. So really, you're talking about the leadership. It's going to come from those two down low in the blocks, getting it done. Well, good luck to the women and in their season, and we're going to move on over to the men's side. They already played two games this season on October 29th and October 30th, winning both those games. They played Friends University on October 29th, winning that game 87-57, and then played Presentation College on October 30th at Hastings, Nebraska, 96-72. And let's just jump into those stats a little bit. That seems like a very dominant win on both sides. We're going to start with the Friends game. Justin Wiersma led the Bulldogs with 19 points, had 3 total rebounds, and had 4 assists as well, with 2 steals. So he was all over the court. After that, AJ Watson, who made his first appearance in the starting five, has really improved since he came in as a freshman, grabbed 10 rebounds of his own and finished with 16 points, as well as 2 assists and 2 steals. Really, AJ, I mean, we watched him since he came in as a freshman. He had some playing time, wasn't doing much, had his freshman woes. Sophomore season, had a little more playing time and made an impact when it mattered the most. And now in his junior, in quotes, because he's still technically a sophomore, junior season, he's making an impact in the starting role.
Yeah, AJ Watson collecting those 10 rebounds, leading the team in rebounds. Hopefully he can become the new Gage Smith. We all remember him from last year and a couple years ago when he just had a dominating rebound. He was the rebound king. He had multiple double-digit rebounds every single game, and hopefully he can step in and kind of fill for that empty role that we graduated.
Yeah, I mean, on the topic of Gage Smith, he finished with a total of 238 rebounds last year alone. So you're talking about a rebound king who's now graduated and moved on. So someone has to step up and take that role, and AJ's definitely going to be one of those players. Carter Kent still performing as usual. He recorded 15 total points and got 3 rebounds of his own, along with a new starter as well. Clay also got 13 points, all from mid-range too. I mean, he was 6-for-6 on the field goal percentage and went 1-for-2 in the free throws. He is a dominant factor in the mid-game.
He most definitely is. I mean, he can break open and get loose in that middle field area, and, you know, he obviously drained it 6-for-6.
Yeah, hopefully he can continue to keep that rolling.
We had one more double-digit points go-getter. Noah Shute had 10 points of his own. He came off the bench and got 10 points of his own. He had 7 rebounds as well, so he helped out with A.J. Watson in that rebound category.
Yeah, definitely did. A great response from our bench as well. Not only do we have good starting five, but we have depth, which is really going to help us in the long run. And on the moving on to the presentation game, we won 96-72, as we mentioned. Carter Kent decided to show up. He had 21 points, 7 assists, and 4 rebounds. He was the shooting machine out there. And not only did he have double-digit points, you got Justin Wiersma had 16 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. That's just impressive right there. Almost had a double-double if he could have gotten one more rebound. A.J. Watson had 11 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists. Clay had 17 points and 6 rebounds. And Ryan Holt had 12 points with 2 rebounds and 2 steals. So the entire starting five decided to show up in this game.
Yeah, it really helps you win the game when the whole starting five has double digits in points. And then not just one person, but you got multiple people who are getting not double-digit rebounds, but they're getting 9 rebounds, 6 rebounds, even 4 rebounds helps a lot.
Yeah, and you got, as we mentioned before, Noah Shute getting 5 rebounds off the bench with 7 points. So he's contributing to the rebound as well.
Yeah, you know, it's great when you have another player like Noah that you can just throw in there, give someone a break as they're getting tired, and, you know, he can... You know that the action won't slow down with him in.
I want to go back to Justin Wiersma. All those 9 rebounds came on the defensive side, which is very helpful when it comes to that. You're not letting the opponent get any sort of second chances.
Yeah, no. When they miss the shot, you're able to get it and you can score on your own. It's basically, in a way, a blocking of a field goal in football or something.
Yeah.
You're stopping the other team from getting points, and you're getting points your own.
Right. And if you're a soccer buff, it's like your goalie getting a good stop, you know, because you can't allow second chances. We are looking really good on the men's side. Hopefully they can continue it. They are, as we mentioned, 2-0 right now overall. They will play Waldorf University on November 5th. That game will be inside Friedrich Arena at 8 p.m., and then on November 6th, they will play Benedictine College at Friedrich Arena. So a home game. That game will start at 4 p.m. Then, continuing with the Cattle Classic, they will play Peru State inside Friedrich Arena on November 9th at 7 p.m. Good looking schedule. The only tough one I have a problem with is Benedictine. That'll be a great game. So hopefully we can get it done in all categories in all 3 of those games and remain undefeated early before GPAC.
Yeah, that would be great. Our last winter sport of the day is wrestling. Wrestling had the York Open this weekend. We had 11 top 4 placers. So we had a very strong showing. We had Thomas Ivey at 125. He finished 2nd. Adam Roberts at 125 as well. He finished 4th. Josh Broyles at 141, he finished 3rd. Connor Burris at 141 as well, he finished 1st. Tracy Allen at 149, he took 4th. Travis Smith at 157, he took 3rd. Anthony Pereiras at 157 as well, took 2nd. Jose Sanchez at 165 took 3rd. Hunter Weimer at 184 took 4th. Mason Garcia at 197, he took 1st as well. And Jack Henke at 285 took 4th. All around, we had a great team effort. I mean, we had 11 top 4 placers. That's real good, especially for the first tournament of the season.
Right. I mean, looking good early on, and hopefully they can continue this wave of dominance as they try to get back to their GPAC champion ways. Those of you who have been following very closely with wrestling know that we have been GPAC champions for a while, and we are a dominant program. Last year we fell into a little funk, and hopefully this year we can do well, not just individually but as a team.
Yeah, hopefully we can take more than just 2 qualifiers for the national tournament this year. Hopefully we can get some of those younger guys who started their very first tournaments last year as freshmen, and hopefully they can step it up and learn from last year and just get better.
Yep. Next meet for them will be the Baker University Dan Harris Open in Baldwin, Kansas, November 7th at 9 a.m. Those of you who are willing to take the trip, go down and support your Bulldogs. And that's all the time we have for you today. Thanks for tuning in. And if you have any thoughts, questions, or comments, please email us at cunekubski@gmail.com. Again, that is cunekubski@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at cunekubski and Twitter
at Kubski.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Bye.